Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mikan Scott. David Bolgiano is a combat veteran. He did 3 tours of duty in the Gulf, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. But the biggest battle for him happened back at home. He was diagnosed with cancer, and none of the treatments seemed to work. He was asked to go look for a hospice, and he was read his last rites. And then his cancer mysteriously disappeared. His surprising recovery, tied to a decades-old effect still shrouded in mystery, has spurred new research into treatments for advanced cancer. Carolyn Beeler reports.
David Bolgiano was a career military man studying at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania in the winter of 2009 when his wife discovered a mole on his back.
A week after having the mole excised, I got that call coming to see the doctor. And it's right out of the movies. You just get that sixth sense. You're not here for a normal mole.
It was melanoma. A follow-up test of his lymph nodes came up clean, showing that his cancer hadn't spread. But then...
A year later, I was doing sit-ups, and I had a pain in my left side, and it progressively got worse.
His cancer wasn't actually gone. It had spread to his ribs, lungs, and some nearby tissue. Doctors opened up his chest and confirmed it was stage 4.
They pry open the left side of your chest, and they remove 3 ribs, the lower half of my lung, and pleural tissue.
You can still hear that procedure in Bolgiano's speech. He's only 55 years old, but his breathing is already labored. Back when he got that advanced cancer diagnosis, Bolgiano went to the University of Pennsylvania for treatment. At the time, Dr. Lynn Schuchter was enrolling patients in clinical trials for a new class of drugs called checkpoint inhibitors. They're a breakthrough in the decades-long quest to harness a patient's immune system to fight cancer.
So we used to step on the gas, and that was how we were trying to rev up the immune system.
But recently, doctors have changed their approach.
If you're trying to move a car, you can put on the gas or you can take off the brakes. So these new advances are taking the brakes off.
These brakes are proteins on the outside of healthy cells. They bond with receptors on T cells, part of the immune system. That bond tells the T cells, all is well, don't attack. Now, cancer cells are sneaky, and they make these proteins too, to fool the immune system and hide from T cells. These new checkpoint-inhibiting drugs prevent the proteins from bonding to T cells and sending that don't attack signal. They effectively remove cancer cells' invisibility cloak. And they're working.
For the first time, we have real tears of joy in clinic, not just tears. We're beginning to use the word cure for some patients with advanced cancer.
After no success with chemotherapy, Schuchter put Bolgiano on one of these drugs, tremelimumab. But he says the side effects were unbearable.
I almost levitated off the bed. I had rigors so bad that almost for 20 or 30 minutes, I was stiffening up and my heart was racing up to 200 beats per minute. And they had to give me a very strong sedative to get me out of that.
Worse still, checkpoint inhibitors are effective in only about 1 in 5 patients. And Bolgiano, he wasn't one of them. His lungs remained riddled with tumors. In the winter of 2011, he was taken off the trial early.
I was literally picking out a hospice to die in.
But then, about 5 months after he stopped taking immunotherapy, he got a phone call from Dr. Schuchter. His cancer was almost entirely gone.
To go from that to, hey, the cancer's not there, it was a dream. I was incredulous, like, are you kidding me? It took me a few visits to actually believe her.
So we were so happy and delighted and shocked and surprised and then wanted to study it.
To rewind a bit, shortly after Bolgiano quit his immune therapy treatment, he got radiation on one part of his lung, not to save his life, but to prevent a tumor from rupturing.
You could feel an orange under my skin, and they were afraid it was going to actually burst through my skin, so they had to do something.
Like surgery, radiation's a local treatment. It only works on the exact area where the beam is targeted. That is, except in a few elusive cases, like Bolgiano's. Johns Hopkins oncologist Charles Drake explains.
So it really started a long time ago. There was an effect in radiation therapy called the abscopal effect.
from the Latin ab, meaning position away from, and scopos, meaning target.
Sometimes, very rarely, in the radiation oncology literature, folks have reported cases where you take a patient with cancer that has cancer in many, many sites, and then you radiate one of them, and then all of them go away.
It's long been speculated that radiating a tumor in one place boosts the immune system everywhere, but the effect is rare and not well understood.
It's actually sort of almost like magical. It's case reports. It's like probably less than 1 out of 10,000 patients who get radiation have this happen.
This abscopal effect has been noticed, anecdotally at least, more frequently with new immunotherapy drugs, and researchers have been able to force the effect in lab mice. Another Penn oncologist, Dr. Robert von der Heide, wanted to try the immune therapy radiation combination in humans after helping treat Bolzano.
This has been lurking in my mind for some time, and so I was in the past constantly bouncing this idea off folks. Mostly people thought it was a crazy idea, but when I brought the idea to the radiation oncologist here at Penn, it was embraced and accelerated.
Similar conversations were humming at other medical centers as checkpoint inhibitors were tested and began to hit the market in 2010. Here's the idea about how radiation boosts the effects of checkpoint inhibitors. Radiation kills tumor cells and serves them up on a silver platter for the immune system. Just like modified measles virus trains your body to kill measles, modified tumor cells could train your body to fight your own cancer, Dr. Schuchter says.
It's hard to develop a cancer vaccine, so we are, in effect, trying to turn the patient's own tumor into a vaccine.
In January of 2012, a Penn team started testing the combination of the checkpoint inhibitor called ipilimumab and radiation on patients. Currently, there are around 24 similar trials going on around the country. The Penn results are among the first to be published this week, and Andy Min was one of the report's lead authors.
We had some quite remarkable responses. Some patients actually did very well.
Some, 4 of the 22 advanced melanoma patients, saw significant tumor shrinkage.
However, as we kind of anticipated, most patients actually did not respond. So it was really that reason that we decided to also look at the mice at the same time.
Min found when he gave a second checkpoint inhibitor to lab mice, 80% of them saw their tumors disappear. Parallels between mice and human samples bolstered the researchers' confidence that this triple threat treatment, two drugs plus radiation, may work in humans.
It's an important paper not because of the clinical result.
That's John Hopkins oncologist Charles Drake again.
But the point of the paper was by going back to animal models and then going back again to the clinic, they seemed to have figured out a strategy to make that work better in the future.
Combining these two drugs in humans heightens toxicity significantly and also raises costs. The price of a course of ipilimumab alone is $120,000. For now, 5 years after his initial diagnosis, David Bolzano's cancer is almost entirely gone, and the remaining bits aren't growing. But he still struggles with fatigue, has an increased risk of dangerous blood clots in his lungs, and he's nagged by constant pain in his chest and ribs after surgery.
I'm a very accurate barometer of weather.
Still, he considers it nothing short of a miracle that he's alive. Bolzano serves as a good reminder that the quest of medicine is making the extraordinary patient into the ordinary one, through running trials and changing treatments, making the miracle the norm. So far, his doctors haven't been able to replicate Bolzano's results widely, but they and he hope they will.
The miracle isn't about David Bolzano personally. You know, whether I live or die is a speed bump in history. The miracle is my body was used as a platform to test a treatment modality that literally could save thousands of lives. Wow, that's what blows me away.
For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
The Penn research team is designing another trial for humans that would combine the triple threat of treatments that were so successful in mice.